This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time for Around Montgomery County, and this weekend we're checking in with the Litchfield Tourism Chief, Sarah Wagner, and I'm embarrassed to say for years I thought the Carnegie Library facility in Litchfield was City Hall, and I found out the hard way over the last several months. I mean, all these years I thought, oh, that's such a nice City Hall with the Veterans Memorial. Well, except it's not City Hall. But regardless, boy, a great new office. I know you moved over here recently.
I did. Thank you so much for having me. And the tourism office did recently move to the historic Litchfield Carnegie Library building. We're very excited to be here. When we open up to the public, we are so excited to welcome everyone into this historic facility and can't wait to see everybody back.
Well, a lot of good things going on, despite the fact you've had to deal with the pandemic. But before we get to some of the good things going on, just what's it been like for the last year plus? I mean, this is a job where you want to grasp and grab a hold of exciting new things and draw people to town, and you had to hit the pause button a time or two. I imagine it's been a difficult time to deal with when you're in the good news business, and sometimes you have to pull back on that good news with something historic like we've seen.
Absolutely. I would say I definitely learned how to adapt and have to adapt quickly. So we definitely missed seeing all of our visitors in 2020. We are very excited to proceed with bringing back all of our special events for 2021. We look forward to seeing our visitors, and we've adapted all of our events to satisfy regulations and to give a little bit of flexibility so we can change and adapt as need be.
Well, speaking of adapting, I've seen your releases over the months, and it seems like you've worked on that adaptable game plan for some time. I know the live music was absent here in the past 12 months, and you're looking to bring that back, and you've made adjustments, and adjustments that will work out whether we have another wave, whether COVID-19 fades for good, or whatever the case may be. You've got a plan that adapts to better, worse, and status quo.
Absolutely. I have been working alongside Eric Lamb, our lake superintendent, and we are excited to announce a series of on-the-water concerts, which means we will be putting a band ideally on a barge in the lake, and boaters can boat to these concerts, or we will be putting it in a spot that the public can choose to watch it from shore. This allows safe social distancing for everybody, as well as bring some great bands to Lake Lou Yeager. We are doing three different bands. The first one will be Memorial Day weekend on May 30th. That will be a Good Vibes is the name. They are a tropical themed Jimmy Buffett style band, and we thought that would be a great way to kick off the summer. On June 19th, we will be hosting Members Only, which is an 80s tribute band, because let's be honest, who doesn't love the 80s music? And then in September, on Labor Day weekend, I believe it's September 9th, we will be hosting Fat Pocket, which is a great band that plays an array of all sorts of hits. So we are really excited. You can check out visitlitchfield.com. I have links to the bands on there. You can listen to them. All concerts will be free. If you launch your boat, you will have to get a pass to use the lake, like anybody who puts their boat on the lake. But they are free for the public to watch. We are ironing out all the details, and we are super excited to bring that back because we love live music.
Well, the lake and its reputation as an attraction, especially for the boaters, just continues to grow. It seems like, based on conversations I've had with people who live 100 miles away, that you're seeing people from further and further out bringing their boats, their fishing poles, or their flotation devices, whatever the case may be, to Lou Yeager.
Absolutely. We definitely have seen an increase in visitors over the last few years. We actually were thrilled that so many new boaters found us last year with COVID. People were wanting to get out, and people are still wanting to get out. And we not only have boat capabilities, but we also have great hiking and biking trails. We have equestrian trails, camping. So it's a full recreation area for those that like to get outside. And as you mentioned, you can use fishing boats or pontoons or ski boats. So there really are options for everyone.
Well, certainly there's a lot of excitement when you talk about Route 66, the centennial coming up. And certainly there is a lot of success there. And I know you've got a role for Route 66 beyond Litchfield.
Absolutely. So Route 66 is one of those great road trips that people want to do. They want to start in Chicago and finish on the Santa Monica Pier, and they want to see the oldest historical attractions. Litchfield's fortunate enough to have both the Ariston Cafe, which is the oldest continuously operating restaurant on Route 66, and the Litchfield Skyview Drive-In. We also are home to Ubelt's Bakery and Restaurant and the Litchfield Museum and Route 66 Welcome Center and Niehaus Cycle Sales. When I am involved in my Route 66 groups throughout the state, I constantly hear of all of those businesses. So we are really excited to host them all here. We are looking forward to our international travelers being able to return on this trek. They message me frequently and tell me that they're planning all of their trips, and that's really exciting. And I know a lot of people throughout the country are itching to get out and do those road trips, so we're also willing to provide any information to anyone that would like that.
I know Route 66, it draws young people, so there's, while some may stereotypically think, well, that's the 60 and over crowd, that's not the case. But with the 50, 60 up crowd, they're still, I think, a little conscious of the virus. And I looked at the Wall Street Journal article where the Ariston was mentioned, and it seems like trips on 66 fit what they're looking for. They want to go somewhere, they want to get on the road, but you can build in your own social distance and, you know, along the way, as opposed to going to a crowded beach or going to Disney World or whatever the case may be. So it just sounds like Route 66 is a good destination coming out of the pandemic.
Absolutely. For many individuals, it embodies the freedom of the open road, and they just want to get on and drive and see what American nostalgia is.
Well, this is one part of the equation when we talk about the tourism group that you're a part of, represented by the Great Rivers folks. It sounds like you've become a more common part of the trip for people to go to the River Road area, Grafton or whatever, that Litchfield becomes a stop for people en route there or on the way back.
We absolutely have had a great partnership with the Great Rivers and Routes Tourism Bureau. We are excited that Montgomery County is a part of that bureau. We work tightly with their group to promote both Route 66 and the Great River Road. It's one of the only places in the country that you can do both, and we are really excited to be able to partner with those great businesses and organizations.
Well, it's an exciting year, certainly, as you try to get out of the COVID blues and everything else. One of the things I think that makes Litchfield attractive is price point. People get a lot of bang for their buck, as opposed to, you know, some other places where you're running into hotel, motel taxes that are, you know, big local taxes. And it just seems like people appreciate the charm of Litchfield. I just hear people say, you know, it's a friendly town. It's just a good place to visit. And whether it's a stopover or a two-day visit. And I know you've tried to not only cater to those people who pass through, but also the growing number of people who are going to spend a couple of days here.
Absolutely, absolutely. We are very fortunate that we have 6 hotels here in Litchfield, so we not only have a place for about any price point, we also do have some campgrounds that are great, and we've definitely tried to gear our events this year towards attracting people that want to visit Litchfield. We are hosting a mural installation in April. We're really excited to welcome the Greetings Tour mural. We are super excited to be part of the artist's collection. We are doing the Pickers Market. We're hosting a new endurance weekend at Lake Lujager in May. So you have your paddleboard racing, your trail racing. So that's really exciting. The Pickers Market is coming back. I know a lot of individuals have messaged me and said they've really missed that. So we're really excited to bring that back for everyone. We talked about concerts. And then there are a lot of great things that are happening in local organizations as well. We're getting ready to send out more information on all of the events coming up for 2021. And there are some great ones. The Litchfield Chamber of Commerce has been working diligently to get their events all lined up, as well as the Litchfield Park District. For everybody, we're all in kind of the same boat trying to adapt. And usually we have these calendars out at the beginning of the year, but better late a little bit than never and make sure that we can adhere to everything that needs to. And we know people have definitely missed everything that's been going on, so we want to make sure that we do it well. But you can follow, visit litchfield.com, click on the special events tab, keep track of the calendar. People can submit things throughout the year. If anybody's listening that has a public Litchfield event, you are more than welcome to upload your event to the event calendar. They don't have to be free, they just have to be open to the public. So again, visit litchfield.com, click the events tab, and all your information's there.
Well, I know it has quite a following, but for the uninitiated, just tell us about the Pickers Market for those who haven't checked it out yet and what they're missing.
Absolutely. So the Litchfield Pickers Market is an event that we host in Litchfield downtown the second Sunday of the month from May to October. It's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it is basically a portable antique market. So everything sold has to be made prior to 1980. This does include antiques, vintage items, as well as refurbished or repurposed items. We have people that make jewelry from things that are old, refinishing furniture, to just selling beautiful old antiques. And so it's a great place for collectors. It's a great place for people looking to have decorations for their weddings to go and look. It's just a really positive, great atmosphere. We do live music in the park. This year we are adapting to guidelines, so if you want to come to the music in the park, please bring your own chair. That is one of the new guidelines. We won't have tables out this year, and then we will be leaving a little bit of extra space in between each vendor. We're asking everybody wear masks until that mask mandate is finished. But we definitely want to bring the event back, and the partnership with our vendors and the public really helps us do that. And we know that based on the positive response we've received, we are so excited that people are so willing to adapt to the changes that need to be adapted to, because they just want to come back and visit and shop, and that's really wonderful.
Well, I talked earlier about younger folks, and it seems like they really are gravitating, many of them, toward the things of the past. And the Pickers Market has kind of a young participation crowd. Of course, young people always like lakes. And I know young people are big hikers. You know, you look around social media and TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and they're out. I hiked here, I hiked there. And that's another thing that's upgrading. With some of the hiking opportunities around Lake Lujager, plus the wildlife aspect.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a volunteer group that maintains the Route 66 hike and bike trail at Lake Lujager. It is a volunteer group called LAMBO, L-A-M-B-O, Litchfield Area Mountain Bikers Organization. And you can find them on Facebook. They are constantly making the trails better. They are mountain bike trails. I get that question a lot, but they are mountain bike trails, and they do have levels for almost any skill level. There are some that are a little bit easier, some that are a little bit more difficult. Or if you're like me, who cannot mountain bike yet, and I do say yet, I will try probably someday, but I prefer to hike them, and they are beautiful, and you see so many different flora and fauna, and it's peaceful, and the views that you get some inner woodland views, as well as some beautiful lake scenery. So depending on the loop that you're on, it depends what you see. And it's just very peaceful and relaxing and rejuvenating all at one time.
Yeah, looking forward to even more butterflies and bees in the future.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have as well installed two different pollinator, or we're working on putting two different pollinator plots at Lake Lou Yeager over by the dam. I know the lake superintendent, Eric, he's been working diligently on one already, and then we received a grant for a second plot. So we're really excited to bring some beautiful flowers and then really help with pollinators as well. We like the balance of the recreation with the environment. I think people are looking for both of those when they're traveling and visiting, and we're very fortunate that we are able to do that here.
All right, where can people find out more about Litchfield Tourism?
Absolutely. So for more on Litchfield Tourism and all things Litchfield, log on to visitlitchfield.com. So visitlitchfield.com. Everything about Route 66, Lake Lou Yeager, special events, our downtown. It also will link you to things to do, such as different stores and restaurants and organizations. You can find a link to the Litchfield Chamber of Commerce through there. Check out their businesses. So that's visitlitchfield.com, or you can call me at 217-324-8147. So 217-324-8147, or email me at tourism@cityoflitchfieldil.com. So there's a lot of different ways you can get a hold of me. You can also connect with me directly through Facebook on the Visit Litchfield, Illinois Facebook page. So I am always able to be reached.
Sarah Wagner, I love your new office, and doggone it, I swear this would have been a great radio studio.
We'll just have to come back again.
Ah, doggone it. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's a wrap for Around Montgomery County. Sean Bellent saying so long and happy Easter.